It's well known that one of the main drivers of children's well-being is how their caregivers are faring. But as we make our way out of the coronavirus pandemic, we're just now learning about how children are affected when so much of their lives, including their caregivers, is impacted. What the researchers say is that when a parent's mental health is disrupted, it usually is for kids too. As part of our series, Pandemic Generation, we visited the Groves family. In a meticulous, suburban Foxborough home, we sat at the dining room table with Anna Groves. Even before the pandemic, she says she often felt overwhelmed, working full-time and raising three children who are 8, 14, and 17.
I feel like I'm always just running around, my head cut off, trying to do everything.
With the pandemic came added responsibilities, monitoring her kids' remote learning and helping them adjust, which triggered some difficult emotions.
A lot of anxiety, a lot of stress, a lot of guilt, just, you know, always thinking, like, am I doing enough for them? Are they, you know, my teenager, like, is he sleeping till noon? And, you know, how's that going to affect him?
In the fall, Groves took a 12-week leave from her job to get her children settled. She also helped her 17-year-old adjust to his placement in a therapeutic boarding school after years of being in and out of psychiatric hospitals.
His best home experience was probably a good, like, he was fine for probably a good 6 months. And then there's usually a decline of some sort. He can get pretty aggressive.
After returning to work in the winter, Groves says running the household, even with her husband working from home, was overwhelming.
I think that the pandemic pushed me over the edge. I think that I was always just holding on by a string.
And that string eventually broke.
I ended up going to my primary care in February and just being, I'm like, I am not handling anything. And I broke down in her office.
Groves' doctor helped with medication, and she found a therapist, or, as her 8-year-old daughter Kate puts it,
a feeling doctor.
A feeling doctor, yeah.
And Kate recently told her mom something.
That I might want to go to one.
Because, Kate says, the pandemic has made her sad about things like being isolated.
One of my friends, like, if their parents, like, tell them that they can't have, like, a play date or something with other people and they can't, like, maybe go out of the house.
Because of their sibling, Grove says her kids already understood the importance of mental health, so she was open with them about her struggles, which is what many children's mental health experts recommend.
I think that's such a great way of explaining development appropriately to an 8-year-old, right? I'm going and talking to my feelings doctor.
Dr. Chase Samsel is a child psychiatrist with Boston's Children's Hospital. He says being forthcoming with kids increases the likelihood that they'll reach out.
Come back together and say, listen, we can talk about this, and this happens, and to normalize emotions in difficult times, and tend to show that we can still move forward, and we can still be okay even when that happens.
In recent surveys, as many as half of parents reported that their mental health worsened during the pandemic. The most common issues were depression, anxiety, and post-traumatic stress. How that ripples down to a child largely depends on the family's response and circumstances. Deeper pandemic adversities, such as financial hardships or illness and death, lead to more mental health issues.
This has been a very abnormal event. We can't apply the same coping strategies that we may have had in the past.
Dr. Laverne Mosley is a child psychiatrist at Boston Medical Center and CEO of Empowerment Counseling. She says parents need to seek their own supports. That, she says, will help them better gauge their kids' well-being, help kids feel safe, and model how to get help.
Parents have to look at, you know, how to take care of themselves first. And that's going to be the thing that's going to help to benefit their child.
Pediatricians say children will typically experience similar mental health issues as adults in a crisis because what's happening biologically is the same. UMass Medical School pediatrics professor Dr. Heather Forkey says long-term exposure to stress affects the brain's physiology. She says the body responds to threats by overstimulating the parts of the brain that seek safety while turning off the parts that control higher-level thinking. That, Forkey says, particularly impacts developing brains and their ability to focus and organize information.
There's some really profound consequences for kids who are constantly feeling that sense of threat and not getting the support that they need from caregivers who themselves are either absent or overwhelmed.
Studies from other disasters show that close to half of all children have some type of initial reaction, such as depression or anxiety. Lily Lengua, a professor at the University of Washington, is working with Harvard researchers studying the mental health of children during the pandemic. She expects the number of kids with emotional issues to double, and those with stressed caregivers, she says, are particularly at risk.
For youth, you know, we can think of it as a double jeopardy or double whammy of the pandemic, that not only are they also, their families experiencing the stress, but if their parents have their emotional or mental health disrupted, that in turn probably disrupts their ability to support their children experiencing the stress.
Previous disaster research also suggests that the mental health effects on children can last for years, with 1 in 6 kids facing longer-term issues. But the good news, Lengua says, is most kids should bounce back.
For most children, this will be something like a speed bump in their life, that most of them will be resilient to the effects of the pandemic.
Anna Groves is hoping to bounce back. She says she'll continue with medication, therapy, exercise, and online support groups, but she thinks there will be lingering effects from the pandemic.
It's changed me, for sure. Still, I'm struggling on a daily basis to just find the good, you know?
This project is funded in part by a grant from the NIHCM Foundation.